Well, praise. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, our eternal Father, our King of kings, our Lord of lords, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, for it is in you we move, we breathe, and we have our very being. We thank and praise you as we celebrate this Christmas season, oh God. We know that it is not about us, but it is about Christ revealing himself in me and in you. And that is why we celebrate. We celebrate, oh God, that God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will have life, eternal life. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for that. And that as he was here, he walked the earth to show us how we should live. He was crucified, died, buried, and rose again. That's what this season is about. It's about our salvation. So, Father, it's not about us. It's about what we can do, oh, God, what we can give of ourselves, oh, Lord, just like Jesus gave. Father, and just like God gave. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the D.H. De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that we don't take any days off during the holiday seasons, that we are always here, Lord, that they are always here, oh God, that we might hear a word from the Lord. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless them, that you continue to shower them with your favor and love, and that you continue to order their footsteps, be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. And, Father, we ask that you shake anything out of their lives, oh, God, that is not from you. Lord, anything, oh, God, that they may continue, oh, Lord, to be focused on you in Jesus' name. We know how Satan tries to get busy, but not in their lives and not in ours. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring the word of God this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that it's the word from on high, that it will be all of you and none of the speaker in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you for giving us listening ears to hear the word, Lord, and then to share it. Now, Lord, we command that the airwaves will line up with the word of God, that we will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers as we go out about this day. Father, we thank you for every team member, every family member, every prayer warrior, everyone who is on this call this morning. And, Father, we ask for continued favor, continued blessing, continued peace in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we go out throughout this holiday season, realizing and celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And, Minister Willa, I want to thank you for greeting and seating the people and for that prayer that you just sent up that I know reached the ears of God. So, again, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary and wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings as we begin our day. This call is all about the Master, our Creator, our Father. As a family, we gather early in the morning to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and the reverence that is due him. So again, we know that this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know when this call was started, we know that God not only gave a mission, but he gave scripture to stand on. So that mission statement is the mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And the scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. We know that if you want to listen, that if you want to hear previous messages, all messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of this call to the present, and you can do so by going to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, That's themasterscall.net. And if you want to give us a praise report or a prayer request, or you feel as if God has given you a word for such a time as this, or if you simply just want to get, you know, give us some information so that we can pray for you, you can do so by giving us an email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. We also know that if you want to listen to today's message again after the call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, the PIN code 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by none other than our very own Platinum President Dorothy Cook, the godmother of artists, and a host of other leaders in Artists International. And they want to keep us motivated, informed, and moving to enhance the lives of others. We also ask that you visit our website. One of our very own ministers, Pastor Eric Allen, has had some water damage at his church. It was due to the weather, and it's just sewer damage and water damage. And if you would, you can go to our website, themasterscall.net, and visit there and click the link and donate. There's no donation that is too small. And this, you know, if we really look at it and really think about it, this is the season to give and to help others. You know, Christ was always giving of himself and always helping others. So if you know, $5, 5 cents, whatever you can do, if you just click on the link that is on the masterscall.net website, I'm sure it will be greatly appreciated. So now I am going to move out of the way and introduce our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. Now, I know most of you know Dr. V, and we know that she is a woman after God's own heart and that she loves us. She loves us, you know, with the love of God, and she loves us enough to be honest with us and to give us the truth in love, even if it's going to stretch us and make us grow towards Christ. So I just tell you, this woman of God is just amazing. There's so much that I could say about you. She is a spiritual mother. She is an amazing daughter and sister, and she just continues to preach the word uncompromised. So I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Kai. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. Minister Willa, thank you for praying, tearing down every stronghold in heaven. We love and appreciate both of you so much. I see our co-founders also on the line. Good morning. Shout out to Dr. TK this morning. And to our entire Master's Call family, good morning, good morning, good morning in this blessed holiday season where we're celebrating the birthday of our Lord and Savior. It's an exciting time. I'm always honored when I get the opportunity to bring the Word of God to us. I was ministering this weekend in a women's conference, and a word and a theme they gave us I thought would be apropos to share with our TNC family this morning. I want to speak from the theme of God's insurance policy for Christians only. God's insurance policy for Christians only. I was so blessed by this theme because for quite a few years of my life, I served as the administrator, agency manager is what they were called then, with Equitable Life Insurance, managing a $4 million agency at that time out in the cornfields of Omaha, Nebraska. And that is where I really had my Damascus Road experience, my Pentecostal positioning, and accepted my call and ended up in seminary and school and teaching, and I think you all know the rest of the story. But it was by moving to New York and going through a training program, it's supposed to be an 18-month training program, and then you were assigned somewhere in the country, and insurance policies of all types that we know from Obamacare, from our dear president struggling to get everybody health insurance, as many of us hopefully have our car insurance and are responsible to have life insurance so that when we do transition. At the funeral, folks are crying tears because they miss you, not tears because, oh, Lord, all the bills that have to be paid. But what does insurance mean? We're talking this morning about God's insurance policy. Well, it's defined in Webster's Meridian Dictionary as a thing providing protection against a possible eventuality. A thing providing protection against a possible eventuality. Or where a policy is concerned, insurance means a practice or arrangement by which a company or government agency provides a guarantee of compensation for specified loss, damage, illness, or death in return for payment of a premium. So today in our sermon, we're going to talk about how God's insurance is defined. I'm going to break it down into four main sections this morning. All insurance has a promise protection with our Lord and Savior. But there are, secondly, terms and conditions. And then thirdly, it requires a personal commitment from us. And then most policies, if you like, you can get some additional benefits. So we're going to start out talking about promise protection. You know, in Psalms 91, we're promised by the Lord his protection. And we know that there is an eternal premium, but it comes with qualifications. And we have to learn in Psalm 91, it talks about being in that secret place of the Most High God. And we have to abide there and stay there, meaning we know what the Word says. There's things that the Word promises, and there's protection that the Word ensures us. How? By the blood of Jesus. And we know as blood-bought believers. It makes me a little nervous when saints don't want to talk about the blood, but they love blood on Freddy Krueger or all these scary movies, but don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins, the blood of Jesus that drives back all the forces of hell, applying the blood of Jesus to the doorpost of our heart so that when the world wants to filter in all of that anger and jealousy and just behavior that doesn't glorify God, the blood of Jesus keeps us with a checkup from the neck up. We're talking about God's insurance policy for Christians only. So with promise protection, God's given us some covenant promises as we call on his name. There's authority in the believer. There's a promise protection that when we open up our mouths and decree to the heavens, we got all of the angelic forces coming up, backing us up to go to work in our behalf. We have the Archangel Michael, the angel, archangel of war, to do our bidding in the heavens. And we're told in God's word in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you than any of those demonic forces in the world. We've got the promise protection that when we call on the name of Jesus, the word guarantees us that there's no greater name than the name of Jesus. In God's insurance policy, we've got that promise of protection. Oh, let's keep moving right along. And the second part of that insurance policy we talked about was, terms and conditions. See, terms and conditions, even in a natural insurance policy, people get insured for various parts of our body. I think many of you all remember Liberace, who played the piano. His hands were insured for millions of dollars. Tina Turner, her legs for years, even to this day, were insured for millions, not thousands, millions of dollars. Athletes, different athletes, for millions of dollars. I have a friend who's a beautician in Atlanta. Her hands, she insured them because that's her livelihood. And if anything ever happened, she wanted to make sure she was covered and insured. Well, with spiritual matters, God, he set some terms and conditions outlined in his word. The Trinity life insurance, you know, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, his word, I call it the WWW, not the internet highway, but the word, the will, and the way of us doing according to the manual, the desires God has for our life. See, there's terms and conditions. I always remind people, God is a merciful God. Our God is a loving God. But our God is also a just God. And all through the scriptures, from Genesis up to the maps, you can go all the way through Revelation, God says, if, let me give you some examples. One of my favorite scriptures in John 15:7, if we abide in his word, and God's word abides in you, then you can ask what you wish, and it will be done to you. See, the terms are, if, we got to be doing our part. I often say on this call, and especially on our MMC call later, that when we do our part, when we put our hands to the plow, then God will show up, and that's where that Ephesians 3:20 kicks in, that he'll do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, because the end of that verse 20 says, according to the power, as the old saints say, that worketh in us. So we got to have some power working in us. We have to do that if part, if we abide in his word. We got to know his word first. Got to know more than just Jesus wept. We got to know more than John 3:16. We got to know more than I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's a good start, but you got to read the other part of that chapter that requires some ifs on us. Oh, there's another if then. A favorite book of the Bible, the book of James, the common sense book. In James 4:7, understood if you resist. First it says, if you submit yourselves then to God, you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Often hear saints say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Ah, back that train up. The first part of James 4:7 says, you have to first be submitted unto the Lord. That means not our way, but his way. Not our attitude, but what does the word of God say with a heart full of his compassion? When we first submit ourselves to God, put on that armor of God, be washed in the word of God, having the mind of Christ lining up with his will, then we can resist the devil. And he has no choice but to flee from us. But you can't put the cart before the Holy Ghost horse. We've got to do our part of submission. And all we all know this verse of our terms and conditions of an if-then God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It starts off, if my people, you know, us church folks, saints, blood-bought folks of God, if my people, he ain't talking to the heathens, he's talking to us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. See, there's some conditions. There's some terms God's laying out. We're asking and begging and snorting. It's not for God, but have we done the part of humbling ourselves? Are we quick to say, oh, I got to get them told. I got to give them a piece of my mind. Should have kept that piece. That's all you had. But too many times we want to say our thing, but it says first, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, not just talk about it, not gossip about it, but pray, bombard heaven, petition the throne of God, do that Hebrews 4, enter in boldly into the throne room of God. And then you got to seek his face, not just his hand. We too often go before God like he's our Holy Ghost Santa Claus. Seek his face. Not what you're going to do for me, God. No, God, give me your mind. God, I'm seeking your face. I want your heart. Come on, let's put it in the natural. We'd be offended if the only time our kids came around us is if they wanted something. Give me, got to have, I need. We'd be like, hold up, when you going to come and just fellowship with me? Just sit out and talk. It's no different with our daddy. God, seek my face. He said those are the terms. Those are the conditions. And then that last condition was, in turn from our wicked ways. We can't keep having mess and think we're going to have a godly message. It doesn't work like that. That sloppy agape, God wants us to smooth it up, sanctify it up, and turn from our wicked ways. Then, see, that's that if then, the terms and conditions, I will hear from heaven. and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. All in God's insurance policy. We're talking about for us this morning, for Christians only. There are some terms and conditions, and we have to get before God every day and ask with true humility, have we aligned ourselves with all of the terms, all the conditions? Well, in the Spirit, our Bible, our sword is always available. But will we use it wisely? God's insurance policy for Christians only. And we go ask, but do I qualify for the reward? Now that leads us to the third part of our insurance policy. The personal commitment. I love when I was ministering this past weekend in their program, they had a personal commitment statement that said, I hereby testify that I am a born-again Christian, and I believe God's word. I claim all the benefits promised in God's insurance policy. I agree to meet its conditions, and I acknowledge that the price for these blessings has been paid by the shed blood of my Savior, Jesus Christ. And then it had where you sign and dated, like in a natural insurance policy, where you make a personal commitment, like they ask everybody individually personal questions about have you smoked, have you drank. Then they want to know your DNA. You know, did your mama have heart problems? Did your daddy have heart problems? Getting that genealogy. It's required for us to testify that we're born again and proclaim to all our love for Christ. Today is December 8th, just a little over 31 minus 8 days left of this year. How many of us have led someone to the Lord this year? We've had 11 months. How many of us has opened up our mouths and shared the love of Christ, been the living epistle? Decreed that there's a greater one. We'll open up our mouths sometimes with the message about artists, and that's great. But how many times when you see folks on a speedboat on their way to hell and you don't share Christ, lovingly plant a seed where some plant, some water, some get the increase? Or do we have the mentality, us four and no more? Or, they may go off on me. So what? You had answered to some mother's prayer. You had answered to some big mama's prayers that cried out for my child to be saved, and you've been positioned to be that mouthpiece. How many of us need to go and say amen and oh me this morning? And we testify. God's mercies are new every morning. He's blessing us, and we could share. Girl, let me tell you what the Lord did for me. He healed me when that doctor's report said. Oh, let me tell you what God did for me. He touched this person's heart, and it was hard as stone. Boy, God is a way maker. When you share the good news of the gospel, well, tell me a little bit more about it. People are hurting all around us. The highest suicide rate is in this season of the biggest celebration for Christmas. Us Christians should share this insurance policy with others. He requires us to agree to meet all the conditions according to the word of God. We know that the price has been paid by the blood of Jesus. It's even asked for our signature and date to make it an official document. How is that? Everybody quoted Romans 10:9. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Our insurance policy is to notify the heavens that I belong to God. See, there are no group salvations. We confess our love and lies one at a time. See, with the corporate insurance policy, they require individual information on everyone they're covering. They make a corporate commitment to you as a company, as a Prudential, as an Equitable, as any of our bigger in New York Life. They make a corporate commitment to you individually. But remember, a covenant, a commitment, a contract we made with God individually. And we've got to do our part. All last but not least is the additional benefits. Isn't it awesome in Psalms 103, verse 5, he talks about his benefits. One of the benefits God talks about is there's healing in his wings. He talks about the agape love in 1 Corinthians 13. He talks about God requires us to forgive, even some folks that we feel are just unforgivable. We got to do what the little Frozen song says, let it go, just decide to let it go. And God is promised that he'll assist us, he'll be there for us. He'll be the one when we're heavy to give us that Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. All the additional benefits from the blood of Jesus, just like when I was in insurance policies, you could add additional riders. You could add different benefits and add different bells and whistles, but it'll cost you. See, you can ride first class on a plane, but it'll cost you an upgrade. Or you can buy front row seats at a concert or a play to have the best view, but it'll cost you. Even with AAA, they have AAA Plus. I added it for the additional benefit, so they'll tow you up to 100 miles and other benefits, but it costs me to enjoy. So when we bring this all together, we understand this morning that God has an insurance policy that's been purchased by his blood. God has an insurance policy that's been sealed by his word. And God is asking of us today that I have promised you protection. I promise you that as you call on the name of Jesus, as you apply the blood to the doorposts of your mind, your heart, your home, your business, your going in and coming out, oh, there's some divine protection. But there are some terms and conditions. According to my word, there's some if, and then they'll come, the then. He'll do what he's promised. And we got to keep our personal commitment intact to be men and women of integrity, men and women who have the countenance of Christ shine out of us, where folks will say, oh, there's something different about them, and you get to share with them that something is the Holy Ghost that dwells within. And then you'll watch God give you those additional benefits. Means he'll do then that exceeding abundantly above, more than you can ever ask or think. Oh, today, we're going to hold on to God's insurance policy, and it is for you and I as his Christians only. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen, amen. Ooh, God's insurance policy and his benefits. We're going to go before the Father in prayer, and Dr. V, I will be calling you back to deliver our benediction. Heavenly Father, Most High God, we just thank you. We thank you for the woman of God who came to teach us about your insurance policy and the requirements that we must meet to be insured. So, Lord, we just glorify you and praise you and thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we ask that you pour into her 100-fold more than she poured out to us each and every day, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you right now because you are God all by yourself, because we know that Jesus was born in December so that we could be brought back to you. You gave up your only begotten son so that we may return into right relationship with you, O God, if we seek him and we trust and believe that he is our Lord and Savior, and if we confess that. So, Lord, we confess it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you that sickness and disease are all names that must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we call Joni the healed right now. Cover her, O Heavenly Father. Father, comfort her. Give her your peace as she continues to walk this thing out. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that you are in control, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that you have given us the ability to be the head and not the tail. So we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor that is due you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. And again, I misspoke this morning. It's Pastor Everett Thomas out of the Detroit area whose church has suffered a lot of water and sewer damage. And again, if you want to give and help this man of God who is always about giving and meeting the needs of others, you can do so by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And click on the link there for Jehovah Jireh Ministries. If you want to hear this call, again, from today, it's 712-432-1085, pin code 957-677-POUND. And I'll just tell you, my TMC family, go out and have a super fantastic day and greet your brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy. Pastor Vanessa, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this marvelous Monday that we will make sure we experience all that your insurance policy covers. We thank you that we'll meet the terms and conditions because we'll choose to love you and to live out our lives according to your word. We thank you for our promised protection, and we make a personal commitment. Some of us rededicate ourselves with a commitment to be better and to do better, and we thank you, Daddy God, for the additional benefits that you're giving us, even especially in this season. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we are your ministers with a message, with a mandate in our mouth to share, to tell the good news, to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, that you have been born in our lives and you've done great things and will continue to do things in us and through us so that you alone, God, will be glorified and the people will be edified. So we thank you as you order our steps throughout this day and this week that we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And all God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day in him. Bye-bye.